I have no further mayor updates, so I'm going to take us into officer and staff reports and start out with an update on the public safety building. Rob.
Okay, yep. We have Maura Riordan from MC Group, who is going to lead a short presentation on our on the status of our construction of the public safety building.
Good evening, everyone.
You gotta turn the microphone on. There you go. You're good. You're good.
Someone did it for me. Thank you. I haven't seen you in a while, and I'm glad to say I have good news. So most of you are probably aware we're coming to the end of the building of the new public safety building. Tonight, I'm going to give you an overview of what's happened, where we are today, and what to expect. I'm going to start with the good news. So the whole project, we've had over 100,000 work hours with not a single recorded safety incident. That's very impressive. We are still on track to complete construction in July, which is how we started. That's the schedule we started with, and we are on track to maintain that schedule. Current construction contract is below the original contract amount by over $300,000. It's an example of effective cost control throughout the whole process. And the total project budget, of the 31.9 budget approved, we have approximately $1.7 million remains unallocated. That means that we're well positioned at this point to deliver the project under budget. And the last I'm just gonna say as a group, I think you can again thank your police and fire. You can thank Susan for her effort, Rob for his effort, Melissa for your help, and everyone else that's been involved in this process, because from the beginning, a very clear vision was stated, and we feel that we've accomplished the mission. So it's been a very successful project, and you could all be very grateful for the team that you have working at the city. Project budget update. Currently, as I mentioned, the project is trending under budget due to competitive bids, discipline change order management, proactive coordination. It's been a very collaborative project team with the architects and engineers and the construction manager. We have limited any kinds of major cost growth. We've preserved our contingency. So the remaining contingency levels, both owner's contingency and construction contingency, are healthy and appropriate. I mean, they're better than appropriate for this phase of the construction project. And as we reach completion, we'll maintain those two contingencies to the very end, and then those will eventually be returned to the owner. But basically, you won't be billed for those amounts is what happens. And so holding on to that amount makes sure that to the very end, we have the finances available to take care of anything that might come up. But generally, it's all good news financially. As far as milestones, schedule-wise, we're also predicting a very successful completion. So we've completed everything up to interior rough-in. We've started already with final grading and paving. Landscaping is projected to complete by next month. Substantial completion, we're on target, like I said, for like I'm going to predict here, July 4th. And we have started the owner's fixtures and equipment procurement and installation, and that should be wrapped up by the end of July. last 30 days, a lot has been happening. So you might have noticed that they started building the police side, then they've moved into the common area, and then they've worked on the fire department. So we call those units A, B, and C. So at this point, Unit A, the police department, is nearly complete. So drywall's done, ceilings are done, finishes, casework is going in, and final mechanical, electrical, and plumbing. It's all wrapping up here. Moving into the common area, and they've already started with a lot of those trades and nearly done like with ceramic tile in the fire department. Elevator is underway, should be installed and certified maybe next week, depending on if we get phones to the building, phone lines. And as I said, we started finished grading and site concrete is underway. So sidewalks are going in. And the owner furnished equipment. The procurement is well underway, over 85% complete, and they started deliveries. So in the next 30 days, we're expecting the majority of the work to wrap up and to start the final finishes. So the landscaping, they're going to do startup and testing and commissioning. That's all going to be in the next 30 days. And I went ahead and added a slide here for a 60-day look ahead. So after our 250th Independence Day celebration, that's when you can imagine they're going to be moving in, hopefully. So the strong coordination between the city, Bray, the architect, and C.D. Smith, the construction manager, we minimized disruptions. Like I said, we're aligned with the overall project timelining, meaning the substantial completion date of 7-1, which was in the original contract. We've managed to maintain that. Like I said, owner furnished equipment procurement is it's probably 85, almost 90% complete right now. No lead time concerns. And C.D. Smith, the construction manager, has accepted the idea of partial substantial completion. So we're going to start installing equipment. Like I said, Unit A, B, C, we're going to start installing equipment in that same pattern. And the police and fire department, the leaders are going to handle their own occupancy planning, and that has already begun. So meaning they're going to help, they're going to figure out how to move everything in, get everything up and running. So that's already started. So overall, good news. As you've probably seen from the outside, Trading Tower's done, there's glass up. Signage is going on the outside of the building. As I said, sidewalks are in. That gives you a little brief look at what the inside of the training room slash court area is going to look like. Lots of light. We've now well surpassed where this picture was taken. So that wraps up my presentation, and I am happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from council? Mr. Planer?
Yeah, no, I guess I'm just thinking about contingencies, Maura, so like nothing to be concerned about this time, no unexpected surprises that you're thinking about?
No unexpected surprises with contingency, and as I mentioned, there will be a decent amount of contingencies being returned to the owners, how we reference it, but it's basically you won't be billed for that amount.
And then I guess, like, Rob, will we have, like, access to some of those numbers and dollars when we start talking about borrowing for the fall and like budget time?
Yeah, I would think so. As we go into budget season, I think we're going to have our substantial completion, like Maura said, at 7 on July 26th, I think. And so,
yes,
we should, yeah. So at budget time, we should have a pretty good grasp of what we have. Yeah.
Even before then, I mean, I think we'll know July for sure. We'll be getting our final bill from the construction manager.
Other questions? Mr. Neumeier?
Just a quick question. We're set with DOT as far as access to the highway now.
It's on the agenda for tonight. Yep.
Thank you.
Mr. Benning?
No, I get to look at it every day and watch it from my work at the funeral home, but and I have gone through it a couple times, and it's a very impressive. I think it's going to be key to recruiting and retaining staff at this facility. And we said, you know, you referred to the vision of a 50-year building, and it will be a 50-year building. We'll not be going in. I know Melissa and I've talked. We've got plans for how we're going to maintain it going forward. That's been a key for us to know how we're going to mow the lawn, plow the snow, you know, and know when we have to put a new roof on it or something like that. So it won't be in 5 or 10 years. It'll be 50 years. And so talking with Ben, the site manager out there, he's very pleased and impressed. And I've been very impressed with he and his crew. With everything they've done out there. So thank you and the whole team.
It's been a fun project to work on. Good group of people.
Other questions? I have one quick one. That one of the expectations that we laid out from the start was that once we took occupancy of the building, we also acquired a capital plan that showed life expectancy of carpet, windows, paint, and that we could adopt a nice Gantt chart or project map showing that, you know, in 2048, we would have to replace windows, or just so that future councils can maintain it, because the current state is it's a 50-year building, but there's nothing precluding that from being a 100-year building if it's maintained properly.
If it's maintained well, correct.
And that's I'd really like to see that adopted, you know, given to council when we take occupancy. I think that's going to be critical.
I will make note of that. So the idea would be like a separate binder for council beyond the owner, the owner's maintenance manuals that we would give to, say, the building management team?
Yeah, so what we've done in the past with larger projects is, you know, like the carpet is warrantied for X amount of time, HVAC is warrantied, mm-hmm. and just shows the end dates of all of those,
okay.
so that the council and GGF can plan for an understanding that, you know, the expected life cycle is X, so start saving now, so in the future, some council's not sitting there going, well, you know, they don't need air conditioning. Like, it's a $250,000 liability. Mm-hmm. We know that the date of the year, and we need to be appropriately budgeting for it.
Good idea.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else after that?
Thank you.
Ms. Westerbeck?
I just want to say that working inside this project for all this time, Maura, you've been outstanding to work with.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your professionalism and your attention to detail. And I just wanted you all to know that she has been amazing this entire time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is lovely. I'll be back next week.
Thank you all. Well, anybody who tells us we get some extra millions of dollars, they deserve an applause. Yeah. We'll go get you some beanies, chips, and nachos. Okay.